Today is the 8th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I am JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So, I've woken up today with a heart of gratitude. Just knowing I get to live another day, just knowing I get to kiss my daughter another day, seeing my husband, seeing my mother-in-law, and just knowing that everybody's healthy and that everybody's well just reminds me how much God really does deserve our worship. And on that note, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off. And our verse of the day comes from John 14:23. And it says this: "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him and will come to him and make our home with him." For your abiding presence with us, O God, we thank you and praise you. May our life reflect the holiness and grace of your presence in all that we do, think, and say. In Jesus' name. Yeah, just lift your voice and sing, because I know that he holds my future, and life is worth a living just because he because he lives. Oh, and life is worth a living just because he lives. One of the things I want us to remember in our worship is that when we worship him, you have to know that he knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you are in your life. He knows the turmoils, he knows the storms, he knows your happy times, he knows your sad times. And that when you worship him, you're crying out to him. And as you're crying out to him, he hears you. He hears you. So on those days where you feel that you're not quite hearing from God and you're not quite feeling his presence, I want you to know that he's here and he's listening to you. He's not abandoned you. He's not let you go. He's not forgotten about you. But he's listening and he's watching and he's waiting. He hears you when you call. want you to learn to sing your own song, and I want you to learn to lift up a song from your heart. Nobody can thank God the way that you can thank God, and nobody can worship the way that you worship God, because only you know what you have been through. Only you know what it took to get you to where you are today. So you are your pastor, you are your minister, you are your prophet, you are your evangelist, because no one can speak into your life like you can. And this has been the base of our song this week. He's a good, good father, and that he is perfect in all of his ways. Perfect in all of his ways. He may not have come when we wanted him to come. He may not have shown up when we needed him to show up, but I guarantee you he was always on time. He was always on time. He's a perfect God. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Oh, yes. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells Luke 11:11-12 says, "What father among you, if he has sons, asks for fish, will instead of fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?" And there I find you in the mist, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name, hey, and keep my eyes above the when oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine. Oh, yeah, your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds, You've never failed, and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, yeah, and you are mine. 1 John 3:1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him." Oh. And my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call. So dear Heavenly Father, we bless and praise your name, that we should be called your child and that we come before your throne of grace. Abba, my Father. Thank you that we have been born into your family and have been made a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have been given the indwelling Holy Spirit to lead and guide and have not been given the spirit of fear. Lead us, Father, in the way that you know we would have to go, and may all the glory and blessing be given to you, for you alone are worthy of our praise and worship. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen. So we are nearing Saturday, so we are 2 days away from Saturday, where on Saturday we will go live with Heart of Worship and just really round up the week of worship that we have had. So I'm going to go live on my Instagram page at JC May, and I'm also going to go live on Facebook at JC May Music. So you can tune in on either of those pages. And we're just going to, on Saturday, make some declarations. We're going to worship God. We are going to pray, and we're going to really spend time in His presence. And so I am very, very, very much looking forward to that. But until tomorrow, have an amazing Thursday. Enjoy your day. And I will end by saying my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow. Bye.